Welcome to PodTech.net and Juniper Networks Master of IT podcast. We're here with David O'Berry, Director of IT Systems and Services with South Carolina's Department of Probation. Welcome to the podcast.
Good to be with you today.
You're on your cell phone right now, traveling around like everyone else down there in the Department of Probation, which is the group that handles all of the offenders who get put in the system and then go out on parole or released.
Right.
Talk about that.
Yeah, the challenge of the department as a whole is to make sure that we give people every chance they can to be productive members of society, to contribute back to society after coming out of correction. So basically, our mission is to support the critical use of technology as it relates to keeping those folks, our agents, abreast of what's going on with those offenders as much as possible in as disconnected state as possible at times and in secure state as possible.
Talk about on the business side first, kind of the topology of the mission. You got how many field offices? Obviously, the department needs to be in court. You have agents that are the users who aren't super tech savvy but need tools. And so it's definitely an environment where there's a lot of diverse network access. Talk about some of the business topologies and then talk about the solutions.
Sure. I mean, basically, in this situation, we have gone from being a very office-based agency to where we've begun to morph to where we're really decentralizing a lot of that. Our no matter what, we've always supported 56-plus remote offices, and within the last couple of years, we've added support of those same agents in the courtrooms as well. The South Carolina judicial system has gone through and allowed internet access from those courts for the judges and stuff. Chief Justice Gene Toll and Dr. Joan Assey and those folks have done that, but we had not been piggybacking on that to then give the judges really good access to the information we had within our system. We did about a two-year project about a year and a half ago to get that done, and then basically this is the continuation of that, moving to the next generation of network infrastructure that we need to basically create is centrally distributed. So what we've got is we basically have 450 agents that can detach at any one point in time from their office in 56 county offices and locations and then move out into the offenders and do their work and stuff and then come back and then either through cellular or through the internet or come all the way back and come into their office and then synchronize that data back up. So in that situation, you're struggling with making sure that as you continue to provide more and faster access, that you also begin to secure that access even more so. The old hard perimeter thing really just doesn't work that well anymore, and it hasn't for some time. And we've basically been doing defense in depth some time, and we were using Juniper in that situation to supplement that type of infrastructure.
Talk about the hard perimeter thing, why that's not working. Obviously, you know, you have agents who need to collect information as they visit folks in the field and check their status and in courtrooms, et cetera, et cetera. So obviously ease of use for the access there, you know, is real time, always connected. But talk about why that hard perimeter approach isn't working there.
Sure. Realistically, separate from the fact that access types are changing, you're moving to much more non-standard, non-traditional types of access from frame relay. You're really moving into cable or you're moving into PPOE. You're moving into Metro Ethernet. You're moving into these types of disconnected states. DSL is really really more you know, a lot more prevalent. You have MPLS flying over this stuff. You basically are, when I say disconnected, I didn't mean that. I mean, basically, you're moving into a situation where you're accessing the network in all these different forms, and then you have people that are outside of a standard office that then access it in all these other different forms, whether that be from a Starbucks, whether that be from wherever they can get access. And the whole key is to try to make that as transparent to those folks as possible. So the whole hard perimeter, everything is a hostile node for the most part, whether it be within your network, a extranet-type situation, and infranet, whatever you want to call all these different things. Basically, you have this, what I call a centrally distributed model, the only way to manage these types of users that are out there, these types of relationships with additional organizations, agencies, additional companies, all these different types of things. You can't just secure the core anymore or the very edge, because people are already inside your edge before you even do anything. I mean, you're in a situation where every access to you could possibly bring the next you know, nasty zero-day exploit. And no matter what, you know, what type of layered defense you take, you're always continuing to increase that security in those layers in order to try to trap as much as you can and get as much visibility as you can.
So what you're saying is the reality-based topology is you got to have a solid core, but the soft edge is just reality. And again, you said it's all hostile.
Absolutely. You're talking about, everybody's been talking about ubiquitous bandwidth. Well, with ubiquity of bandwidth comes ubiquity of problems as it relates to security. And unfortunately, in most of these situations, until you get to a company that really has security at its core in what it does, you're just doing bolt-on. And bolt-on security, we've proven over the last decade, it's a recipe for disaster in the long run.
Yeah, I mean, because you're managing basically hostiles at that point, but everything, again, is hostiles. So just program for it, which is just have the access be program for diversity, but also handle it. So how did you struggle with that?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
How did you handle that?
I mean, unintentionally or intentionally, things can be hostile, and most of it is unintentional hostility from nodes. But what we basically have moved to is seven layers of defense as it relates to the perimeter, and then increasing visibility with the Juniper infrastructure. We've increased the visibility from all of the endpoints as well as securing across IPsec tunnels across various types of connectivity back to the core. So we replaced our old router infrastructure with one that could handle this type of stuff, that we could handle the tunnels on the fly, could handle the processing requirement, could handle the visibility that we were interested in, and it would also grow over the next 2 to 3 years to be able to handle what I believe will be a jump in the amount of bandwidth that will be available at these remote offices. So I think that over the next, 18 months, it could stretch longer in the state of South Carolina or elsewhere, but what you're going to have is you're going to have basically an extension of your local area network. And so we're trying to collapse back into the local area to some degree, centralize as much as we can while still providing almost the benefits of client server by distributing out what we can to keep it as transparent to people as possible across a secure infrastructure.
So obviously you're a master of IT, and talk about those challenges, because at the end of the day, you have a business objective here.
Sure.
Your mission critical application is to make sure that the folks that come out of the probation and parole are on doing contributing to society. And
sure.
You've got agents who aren't maybe super tech savvy. They need devices and access. How do you blend kind of complex edge model with that ease of use and then the mission critical?
As much as possible, and I keep saying it, we try to provide the use to the end, the capabilities to the end user while making it nearly transparent to them. When we provide them access from a remote location that's not their office, we try to make it as similar to what they're doing in their office as possible. And you have to remember, we've layered on hold disk encryption, we're beginning to layer on biometrics, single sign-on. All these things have to be there, and they have to be additional layers for what we're doing, but at the same time, they have to come across and flow at something that's nearly transparent to the user, because these folks aren't all that technical, and some of them have become a lot more so. But what we have done from that perspective is we begin to raise the level. You begin to raise the level of technical knowledge within your agency. You still may be transparent to them, and IT is doing its job when nobody knows it's there for the most part. But when you get down to it, as you continue to raise the education level of folks across the board, then you begin to create benefits separate from just what you're doing as an agency. You begin to create society benefits for society as well.
Talk about, obviously, with Juniper, they've helped you do that. I mean, establishing that core baseline functionality, and talked about adding more features to it, which gives you the roadmap for future stuff. What would you advise future master of ITs or folks out there from what you've experienced? What words of advice would you pass along to them in terms of potential similar situations?
I would say don't be scared to take a chance in a lot of situations. Make sure you do your research. Just don't ever stop learning at what you're doing, because the only thing that helps me realize I know anything is the fact that I realize I know next to nothing. I mean, if you can just continue to research, don't always go with the status quo just because it's easy. Sit there and look and say, what is my real business case? And then all this vendor FUD that gets thrown around, how do you synthesize what really matters? And what really mattered to us was a not just for right now, not for just 6 months, 12 months. We did a 6-month exhaustive study in this situation. But what matters out 2 years, 3 years, 4 years down the road? What is going to grow? What company do you have confidence in from a security perspective? Because when it comes down to it, over the next 5 years, security is only going to be more of a challenge. It's not going to become less of a challenge. So you really have to move with someone that you feel confident in your brain and for your organization that they can handle the security needs while also giving you that ramped up bandwidth that you're looking for. Longer term, there's, you know, if you don't get the security right, it doesn't matter how fast things flow. You're going to be crippled as an organization. And so I think that you need to never really look at things as a homogenous situation. You need to always look for how you're putting things together to make sense rather than just what's easier for you to deal with.
That's great advice. We're here at David O'Berry, South Carolina Department of Probation, Parole, and Pardon Services. A complex situation, a topology that has to be flexible, easy, mission critical. Congratulations. Thanks so much for the podcast.
Thank you, sir.
For more information, you can email at masterofit@juniper.net or go on the web at www.masterofit.net.